This is St. Louis Public Radio. Many Missouri candidates running for office next year are grappling with new campaign donation restrictions that voters approved in 2016. But flaws in the new system are prompting the General Assembly and political activists to seek more changes. St. Louis Public Radio's Joe Manis takes a look.
2018 will mark the first time in a decade that all Missouri candidates for statewide and legislative offices will have to comply with campaign donation limits. They are required by Amendment 2, which was supported by close to 70% of Missouri voters and now is part of the state's constitution. James Klar is the executive director of the Missouri Ethics Commission, the state agency charged with enforcing the new law. He agrees that its provisions are complicated.
Hopefully, the commission opinions have helped clarify most of the issues that people may have had about Amendment 2 and how it applies to their situation.
Here are the basics. Candidates for statewide or legislative offices can accept donations no larger than $2,600 per election from any individual or political committee. All candidates also can no longer collect direct contributions from unions or businesses. Those donors have to form political action committees, also known as PACs, to dole out their money. Political party committees can accept donations of no more than $25,000 per election. But there are exceptions to the rules. The donation limits don't apply to county or municipal candidates who can still collect contributions of any size. Certain types of political committees also are exempted. That includes PACs set up to help certain candidates. There's been an explosion in the creation of political action committees since Amendment 2 passed. Candidates are allowed to promote donations to such PACs, even though those committees must operate independently of the candidates' own campaign committees. If you're confused, so are politicians and political activists on both sides. They say it's obvious Amendment 2 has problems.
Amendment 2 is well-intentioned, but it's flawed.
That's Sean Sanker-Nicholson. He heads Clean Missouri, a group that's trying to get a ballot initiative before voters that deals with a variety of ethics issues. On the campaign finance front, Clean Missouri's initiative slightly lowers the donation limits for state House and Senate candidates. The proposal also seeks to rein in all those new political action committees.
The biggest loophole that I think about is the ability for a billionaire like Rex Singfield to set up 100 PACs and just go around the very clear intention of the law.
Clean Missouri would require that certain PAC donations count toward the donor's $2,600 limit to an individual candidate. For legal reasons, Clean Missouri's measure doesn't deal with the lack of limits on local candidates. But State Representative Justin Offerman, a Republican from Herman, expects legislative leaders to tackle that issue.
An Amendment 2 fix we're talking about as well, making sure that all the tenets of Amendment 2 are adhered by local and county candidates as well as state. Because if we're going to have a set of ethics laws, we should hold our local and our county candidates to the same standard.
Klar, head of the Ethics Commission, says his agency is staying out of the efforts to change Amendment 2. The commission has its hands full dealing with the law as it now stands.
I'm hopeful that through this educational process that we've had during 2017, hopefully we won't get too many complaints in 2018 if everyone understands better than they did earlier in the year what the rules of the road are.
But potential legal roadblocks remain. A federal appeals court is reviewing some of the PAC restrictions, and the Missouri Chamber of Commerce recently filed suit challenging the commission's ban on corporate donations to the chamber's PAC. Those court decisions could further erode the power of Amendment 2. I'm Joe Manis, St. Louis Public Radio.